This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're in Clearwater. Our spring training coverage is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, we will be back in studio tomorrow, but the WIP Morning Show will be here in Clearwater tomorrow and Friday, so you can listen to that. They will not have Bryce Harper or Trey Turner as we talk to them.
That's right.
But if or Jesus Luzardo. But if you'd like to hear those interviews, you can do it in the Odyssey app, or you can subscribe to the WIP Afternoon Show podcast. But I know what you're waiting for. You're waiting for everybody's favorite part of the show.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
As always, these trips are very eventful. There's a lot going on. We don't get to hang out outside the show very often. So we're always taking notes.
Well,
and
you're always
I'm
taking
always taking notes.
Yeah, let's be honest.
We as a community. Now, four of the top five are things that happened on our trip. Number one is a disgraceful act that happened on the morning show. Number five, the funniest thing that happened today, is that Ike finally paid for Lenny's. We went to Lenny's this morning after years.
This one time we didn't go to Lenny's.
Promising to take everyone out to breakfast, and him always finding a convenient excuse to not make it happen. And he almost got bailed out today by the rain, but we said, not today. It goes down today. So that bit, totally over. Ike, was a great breakfast.
Thank
you.
Over. Yep. Thank God it's over.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Ike. Thank you again for breakfast.
You're welcome. Yes.
Yep. I had Gator.
You did have Gator omelet.
Yeah.
How about that?
It was damn good. Now, I did have grits. I don't get grits.
There it is. There's another moment, another strike against you in a certain.
There's no taste.
Oh man, you had cheese in them.
I had cheese in them.
You got to throw a little hot sauce in there
butter,
too.
No damn hot sauce.
I kept loading the salt.
Some people do use that. I don't. I just go butter, salt, and pepper. That's all I need is butter, salt, and pepper.
They're fine. I didn't add much. I should have got the home fries. That's on me. Home fries never miss.
Home fries is that's a.
An easy one.
Yeah, it's a staple.
So I keep trying the grits because I hear how good they are, and I'm always disappointed.
Yeah, I don't think grits are a thing you can get into late in life. Actually,
what does that even mean?
Well, because I think if you grow up, what does it mean? Because if you grow up eating them, I think it's like you get a taste for them. It's like it's part of growing up.
It's like me eating Scrapple
or avocado or guacamole. You don't like guacamole.
I didn't grow up eating either.
Right. So I think it's just like it's a grubby. You get to this point in your life, you've had things that are probably better than grits. You don't want to take the step over to grits. I get it. There's nothing wrong.
It's a good breakdown of why I don't eat
grits. Well, I'm just saying. I get it. Home fries are probably better. But if you grew up eating grits, you probably like grits.
I feel bad. Anyway, the fourth funniest thing that happened today, speaking of the morning show.
It's not a big Northeast thing.
Not Northeast. Yeah. Speaking of the morning show, not to prance on someone's grave, but they've been delayed for about 90 minutes. I mean, it sounds like the trip from hell.
Wait, is that the number four thing?
Yeah, it's just funny.
No, they took off, though.
I know, but they had to board the plane, and then they had to deboard the plane and wait for 60 to 90. It just stopped being such losers.
Jack. We're not home yet.
Oh, that is a good point.
We still have to go to the airport tomorrow.
That's a really good point. That could have been the biggest jinx of all time.
Exactly.
What are you doing? It's one thing to make fun of the fact that they have to wait off air. But on air? In front of everyone?
I'm like, yeah, we...
Oh, you are going to get cooked tomorrow if we get delayed.
We still have to take off ourselves, yeah.
I got no worries about
it. Well, now I do.
Good. And, well, you do so well with all the anxieties you have.
You know me. You know me. I'll probably be totally fine. I'm actually not bad at flight delays unless we're on the plane.
If we're
in the airport, it's whatever. But when you're on the plane. Now,
who do you think was handling it the worst?
Yeah, it's Seltzer.
By far, right?
By far.
Oh, yeah, he's got the family with him.
Yeah.
He's got the family. He's got his sort of way of... Seltzer's always... almost shot out of a cannon.
Oh yeah,
he's not a good waiter.
No.
I just not in terms of a job. Like he's not good.
Well, he actually
at waiting.
Was a waiter at one point, but he's not good at being patient.
I tell you what though, it's great they took him back to the gate and let him deboard, right?
Rather than just sitting on there
wondering.
I would those kids move around, man.
I would say Seltzer is the worst. Second worst would probably be Richie. Because Richie seems like this sort of laid-back guy, but he has inner rage. He has an inner rage. I've seen it before.
Me too.
And the fact that nobody would be doing anything to fix the problem would bring out, even though there's nothing anybody could do, there's storms. So number two would be Richie, and then number three would be DeCamera, who I think would probably be, his face would be red, he'd be putting his hand through his hair a lot. He would be tired and inner anxious, but would not be projecting his anxiety.
Well, but he would just sit there with his headphones in, I feel like he'd handle it the best.
I don't think he'd react much. No, outwardly,
Seltzer is probably shaking the entire plane with his legs.
Yes. Big shaker.
The third funniest thing that happened today is... Spike almost killed us.
I knew that was going to be on the list.
I mean, you didn't even see the car coming.
I didn't.
And you just, because you were angry about something else. Once again, your anger dictating your decision.
It's been a day. It's been a frustrating day.
You have some.
Seriously, bro.
You just whipped out in front of this car.
Whoa, man, slow down.
Yeah.
I'm driving. In front of everyone.
So last time we came down here, Ike was the name on the rental car. This time it's me. And I'll admit, it's been a lot of pressure, because I know you guys are judging how I'm driving.
All the time.
My name was on the reservations.
Last time.
Why would they do that?
Well, because there was only you two last time. Because remember, I didn't even work at IP yet. I was still at WFAN when we did these last time.
Oh, you didn't meet us at the airport. You did. You met us at the airport.
Yes, I met you at the airport. Yes.
But it was still under my name.
It was under your name. Okay. Yes. So what happened today was we got into the car. I was already frustrated I'm going through this house stuff right now with the contractors and the buying and the selling and the picking out the wood and
Really?
Yeah.
And what's your type?
And I was frustrated in the car. We went to turn, and it was a combination of frustrated in the car and the one blind spot I always get nailed by is the corner front windshield passenger side between the front windshield and the passenger side window.
Yeah, believe me.
And that's where it was. It almost got you.
Yeah, I'm in the passenger seat.
I almost got you.
I see this happening in slow motion. Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Did you see this car?
Yeah. Ike was like, yo, man. Yeah. It was actually, you didn't even yell.
Well, I didn't want to panic. I'm like, I didn't know if you saw it or not.
I didn't see it at all.
And then like a true deer at headlights. You just stopped, and there's cars coming the other way.
Well, that car was a quarter mile away. We were fine. It was going 15 miles an hour. We're right on the road.
Mike could have died.
Mike was not going to die from that car. I just wanted to make sure that the car that I cut off rudely knew that I was sorry as I waved to them. I'm sorry, that's on me. That was on me. I knew Jack was going to bring it up. It was on me. I think I've been fine otherwise, but that moment definitely on me.
Gotta admit, I had forgot about that, Jack.
Yes, I did not. I knew it was going to be in the top 5 of 5 today.
There's been some awkward brake checks by you out of nowhere too. Just a little like jolt.
Yeah.
Well, because I don't want to die. You know, I see something.
Oh yeah, you thought a trash bag.
Yeah, it was a trash bag.
I thought it was animal. I don't want to hit the animal.
Got a problem.
I felt like George in Seinfeld, where it's like
spotting all the raccoons.
And it's like, George, those were mailboxes. That's what I felt like it was. It was that moment.
The second
Did I ever tell you the story? Hold on. of the time that I thought a trash bag was a turtle.
What?
Which turtle?
A ghost turtle. Okay. Quick story. Do you want it?
Yeah, I don't
it's
care.
Very funny.
Yeah. We got time.
Okay. So I was on my honeymoon with my wife, and that's who you go on your honeymoon with.
Yep.
And we got down there.
Important distinction.
And true story, I had never done any drugs before in my entire life.
Right.
No marijuana, no anything. So she's in the
shower. Marijuana is not a drug.
Well, it is a drug. It's
a
legal drug at this point, but it's a drug. So she's in the shower, and I Google, is it legal to smoke marijuana in Aruba? And the answer is no, it's not, but it is not criminally enforced.
Yeah.
So then I Google, can you order marijuana like on the internet in Aruba?
Yeah.
And I found some guy's email address.
Yeah.
So I emailed the guy and I'm like, I would like to order some pot from you. And he said, what hotel are you at? I'm at Pacuti Antares. He's like, okay, here's how much it is. I'll meet you out in the front, whatever. So my wife gets out of the shower. I tell her, I just ordered some pot on the internet to prove to you that I'm really relaxed. We smoke it, and I say, hey, I don't really feel anything. You know, I didn't feel anything. So she took some pictures while it was happening. And in the picture, I see a ghost turtle that was there while we were smoking the weed. A literal white turtle. It was a ghost of a turtle. I run to the shower. I scream to her, Val, there was a ghost turtle there while we were smoking the pot. She comes out of the shower. She looks at the picture, and she said, Brett, that's a trash bag.
That was so what it happened. Worked.
Yeah.
Weed was stronger than you
the
thought
weed
was
stronger than I thought. Yeah. Yeah. Thought
it was a turtle. That happened in your gummy situation, too.
Yeah. Well, that was way worse. That was way worse. So this time I was having fun. I didn't have fun with the gummies.
That's good.
What's number two?
I smoked a lot of weed, man. I'm trying to find that out.
Yeah.
One time.
Reefer Eskin.
Nah, I don't do it anymore.
Reefer.
Yeah.
Not even old enough.
Yeah, Reefer Madness.
Term.
Yep.
Yeah. I actually don't really need to know what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not even old enough to know that.
Just trying to keep up with the slang terms.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I mean?
It was called Reefer at one point.
Yeah.
That's a joint.
Reefer, joint.
Yeah. I listened to the songs from
rap
the 90s.
Songs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Hershey. You got that puffin' Hershey? You got that smoking trees?
Oh, yep.
God. Yep.
Spike, we get it. Yep.
You smoked weed one time. We get it.
No, I was just going for rap song references at that point. Yep. All right, what's next?
Second funniest thing that happened today is we had to run to the car, right? This is maybe not even a football field away. We get in the car.
Yeah.
And maybe, you would have thought.
Yeah, 40, 50 yards.
You would have thought, Ike. Like, just got done running a marathon. This guy, still in good shape. It took him, like, 5 minutes to catch his breath. I was like, oh, my God.
True, man. That was at least 40, 45 yards, man.
I was like, man, go on a jog one time.
At least 45 yards, and I think came in third behind me and Angelina.
Yeah, well, Angelina turned into Saquon.
Yeah. Well, that beard, when it gets wet, I imagine is kind of annoying. You know, he's got a big beard.
I was in front of who?
Me?
Jack. Yeah. That's a good point.
Again, I'm not there for speed.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I wasn't huffing and
puffing. I'm the one that's 50.
That's fine. Plenty of 50-year-olds.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you came in last.
Well, Ike said he could still... Ike made it seem like he was going to run a 40.
Well, he did run a 40. It was just like a 9.6 40.
I didn't say I wouldn't be tired afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. He ran a 40. A 40 is just the distance. Doesn't really... You can run a 40 in all sorts of time.
But the number one funniest thing that happened today is just a disgraceful lack of respect for an all-time Cincinnati Bengal from whatever. From our own Devin Caney on the morning show.
Uh-oh.
Listen to this audio.
The Philadelphia Eagles, best organization in football. Everybody on a team that earns a big contract, you are rewarded. Like, man, it's kudos to the Eagles. Like, the draft is coming up soon. I'm praying if I'm in the draft that I get drafted to the Philadelphia Eagles, the way they treat their guys.
That was TJ Houshmandizé on Best One Speak.
Who?
I knew she messed up the last name.
Houshmandizé?
That was TJ Houshmandizé.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not even close.
He was almost an Eagle. Well, he was one of the guys we were obsessed with one offseason.
TJ, who's your mama? Houshmandizé.
Houshmandizé.
Yeah. Larry Fitz, Houshmandizé, Anquan Boldin.
Yeah.
There was the three every single year.
Yeah.
Fitzgerald, we were always going to trade for. The guy never left the team. ever. Like no. for a 10 years.
Never went anywhere.
Yeah, we're going to trade for Larry Fitzgerald. Can I hear that again, Buzz?
That was TJ Houshmandizé.
Whoa.
Mandizé.
Wow.
Yeah, that's please rough. Brush up on your mid-2000s football, DK.
Yeah. Well, he was a very strong number two wide receiver for a little while there.
Oh, yeah. He's with that – was that
– It was Chad Johnson.
Yeah, it was Chad.
Palmer.
And Chris Henry. Remember Chris Henry?
Yeah.
Before he passed, yeah.
This kid's going to Ohio State now, right?
Yeah, he is.
Icky Woods. I'm just naming Bengals at this point.
Icky, man, Icky's still a great. Yeah. I still love Icky.
So this hour brought to you by Guide Adorned Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guide Adorned Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. So Eagles so far this offseason, Eagles win the Super Bowl, and so far here is what we have seen. For offensive coordinator, which is a big job, they keep Kevin Petullo, their pass game coordinator, ends up getting that job. So they keep Kevin Petullo. That is
good move.
Move number one. Well, we'll see.
A good move.
Well, we'll see. He doesn't have like a.
I'm just saying it was a good move from an idea and strategy standpoint. Continuity matters. Keeping guys together. This is how we repeat.
Can you at least concede they should have done interviews or no? Because we haven't heard anything.
About
you would have thought something would have been leaked out at this point.
Listen, I'm good that they didn't do any interviews. They knew who they wanted.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Like the offense this year, right?
Me?
Yeah.
Not really.
Not really.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say after that.
They're like seventh in scoring.
Oh, no. Yeah, how bad was she? Seventh in scoring.
They should have been.
How terrible could they be?
They should have been top three.
27 points a game.
They should have been 30-something. They were kind of disappointing.
From an offensive perspective.
We're going to add the passing game was a little disappointing.
Yes, it was.
All right, we can point it out what it was.
Well, that's
was
half of the offense.
Game, well,
40% of the offense.
Yeah. Third of the offense, yeah.
I was going to say, what is it? 59% is the run. Okay. Yeah. So they keep Kevin Petullo. Mm-hmm. They give $41 million to Saquon Barkley, yep. $36 million guaranteed. Mm. They re-sign Zach Bond to a 3-year deal. Mm-hmm. $41 million with $36 million guaranteed. They cut Darius Slay. Mm-hmm. The other things that we're waiting on what's going to happen with tight end. I can't remember.
Dallas Goedert.
Zach Ertz.
Who it seems like either they're going to extend or they're going to cut. I think those are probably the two options with Dallas Goedert. And then we find out what happens with the other three big free agents, Mekhi Becton, Milton Williams, and Josh Sweat. So far, how do you feel about what they've done?
I feel good.
Yeah.
You know, nothing surprisingly has happened just yet from the standpoint where I would feel like the team has taken a step back. We'll see what happens with Mekhi Becton. I've already, most of us, have anticipated that Sweat and Williams may be gone. So Becton would be the one that would kind of surprise me. And then where else would I look? I would look then it becomes, for me, it becomes more about what they do in the draft. Like from a free agent standpoint, I could see them waiting for that first wave of free agency to go through and then see what's left out there. You know how that big money goes through the first 3 or 4 days of free agency?
That's when everybody gets overpaid.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when the big money's spent.
And then,
yep.
then the Eagles sit back and wait and see what's out there. I mean, listen, it didn't work out, but very similar to what they did with Devin White. They waited on Devin White, right? They got him after the first or second wave.
And also, there will be post-June 1st cuts and all that kind of stuff.
Howie likes to remind everybody that free agency doesn't end in March. You know, free agency is really the whole offseason. So he's letting us know that he's always got his eye on players out there. And if something shake loose, the Eagles are a team, a destination. So players want to come here. Right, so you may wind up getting some of these veterans who can't find a deal out there that they want. Take a 1-year deal with the Eagles.
Yeah, I think I don't hate anything that they've done, but to me it is like I have to wait and see for sure because I still the Kevin not interviewing anyone will drive me crazy.
All right.
So that will consider to drive me crazy.
We got to really wait till the season gets here to find out about
whether
it.
Petrullo's good or not.
Yeah.
100%.
Yep.
Now, Petrullo could still be good, and I still think they should have talked to people. All that said, but it's we have no like way of judging how good an offensive coordinator Kevin Petrullo is going to be. We can say that the Saquon money is not going to prevent them from spending other money, and we may never know because it may never be a cap reason.
Right.
But it is still, Elliot said, well, they probably just guaranteed the money that wasn't guaranteed in his contract. Well, that's only 12 of it, so that's $28 million more dollars about that.
So he's saying they've still added some more money in there.
There is. I mean, like, it doesn't add up. Even if they guaranteed every dollar that wasn't guaranteed in his previous contract, mm-hmm. it's still $29 million more dollars. So, like, it's still money that they're spending. It is still a lot of money to commit $70 million to a linebacker and a running back, and the running back being probably on the was absolutely awesome this year, but you're almost certain. We are almost certain next year is going to be a worse year for Saquon Barkley than it was this year. And it's very rare that you give somebody money like that where you're saying out loud, the next 2 years are definitely not going to be as good as the last year was.
Yeah.
So they can say that it's not going to prevent them from doing anything. And if it doesn't, that's great news. But it might be hard for us to ever know if that comes to pass because it's a maybe less of a cap issue and more of a money out of the pocket issue, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I still feel like when this thing finally shakes loose, meaning the contract, and we see exactly what the details are of the contract, you know, it won't surprise me if there's some funny money in there somewhere to where it says it makes more sense to us. Maybe some roster bonuses that are out there in the future for him where that guaranteed money is there. Really, is how much did he get up front for doing this deal? And if the Eagles, I don't know if they gave him an extra $10 million or not, but for them, that's the reward for what he did this year and how much of this next contract has incentive-based stuff in there. So I want to see those numbers. And with Zach Bond, his numbers as well. His real money versus what the money is on a contract. Elliott said he thought it might be a 2-year deal where they can sort of get out of it after 2 years. Well, that money up front, that guaranteed money is really what matters. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me if that was around the $20 million range.
I think overall, this offseason is going to be one that people could feel good about, but will be really hard to tell what kind of offseason it was until the season, because we're going to be talking about draft picks that aren't top draft picks.
Yep.
We're talking about free agents that aren't big, you know, high level free agents, and we're going to be depending on Saquon Barkley and Zach Bond and on some level to repeat the performance they did last year, which was all time performance for two guys that are in their late 20s.
I'm less concerned about Saquon.
Really?
Yeah. He's not going to get 2,000 yards.
Yeah.
But if he were to get 1,300, 1,400 yards rushing, I could take that with no problem and be happy with it. Zach Bond, I'm happy he got paid. I'm happy he's still here. But that's still 1 year of doing it.
Yep.
And can you repeat that, right? Can you continue to play at that level? We're going to have to find out about that. And now, listen, you mentioned this yesterday. They got to bring in some guys that have not won that can sort of bring that hunger to the environment as well. You don't want everybody getting paid and everybody sitting back resting on their laurels this offseason like a fat cat. You need some guys in there a little tight, a little hungry too. And Nick Sirianni changing the culture this year, man.
Yeah, well,
tighten that thing up
and
make it tougher again.
Yeah, we also like what we've heard out of Sirianni this offseason anyway. I think all of us. And the thing I'd worry about with Saquon, by the way, is not production as much as because I like if they go into it and they want to lower his load even better. To me, it's I say this with due respect, is injury. Is a lot of the post 400 touches things you see either nagging injuries, but you also see broke foot, played 4 games, tore ACL, that sort of thing. So for his sake and for the team's sake, I hope that isn't what happens. All right, we are in Clearwater. at Bay Care Ballpark. The beautiful view of the field from the radio booth. A lot different vibe than we dealt with yesterday over there at the Tiki Bar, over there at Frenchie's. Our spring training coverage is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cry out, heaven save me, but I'm down. Will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're in Clearwater, Bay Care Ballpark. Buzz, was that on time or was there a delay?
Sounded good back here.
Wow! There we go.
I don't believe it.
No, I don't believe it either. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. All right, we had two going. One more hotly contested than the other. So the one that is more hotly contested, should we give Elliot Shoreparks credit for saying the Eagles would get the bond deal done before free agency? 52.8% say no. 47.2% say yes. Ike, you are the final judge. Will it be yes or no when we are talking about Eagles inside of the year? Does Elliot get credit?
I'm going yes.
Even though, as we found out, Zach Berman predicted that Zach Bond would sign on, maybe this is a Zach thing, but he predicted he'd sign on March 5th.
Yes, on wow. February 18th.
Yeah.
Wow.
So are we still giving Elliot credit?
Well, the real question is, are we giving Adam Schefter credit for this?
Yeah,
it's been out there for a while.
Well, you guys wanted to put him in number one. There you go.
That's before I heard about the Zach Berman.
Yeah, well, see, you guys, rash decisions. This is why I think we have to meet about things, as I've been told by Ike many times. All right, and who would your priority be for the Eagles to re-sign now? Mekhi Becton wins that poll at 64.3%. Milton Williams at 28.7%. Josh Sweat at 7%. I think Milton Williams is good, too, but I think people are a little excited about a guy that played 4 out of every 10 snaps. Like, Josh Sweat has been a more productive player in his career than Milton Williams has been. Yeah. And it is always a leap, as we have seen with Bryce Huff, to go from playing half of the plays to all of the plays and remaining as effective as you were. So I do think Milton Williams is a good player, but I am a little surprised that 28% of people said they wanted Milton Williams and only 7% for Josh Sweat. We've seen Josh Sweat be more productive in his career than Milton Williams.
He had 2.5 sacks in the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah. So did Milton Williams, didn't he?
No. He had 2.5? No, well, I think he had one. I thought he had one, yeah. But still.
Well, he was part of the iconic play when we hit Patrick Mahomes.
He was. He was. Good player. Good player, I'm
one
just
of,
saying.
One of six Moro Jomo sacks. Were they in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, yeah. Chris from Middletown will never live that down.
No, it's nope. Really bad.
Yeah,
really. He's also trying to take credit for the bond signing as well, even though he's off by about $20 million.
Yeah.
What did he say? Yeah,
he said 3 years, $30 million, $20 million guaranteed.
Oh, well, then he's way off. He's not even close. Close.
Not even close.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus is our
leadoff hitter.
Our nine hitter today. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey man, look, y'all know I'm 10 toes down with the WIP, but listen, E. See, this is where E messed up. He said 10 to 11 million. See, he shouldn't have put that number
Oh,
up
you're
there.
Right.
He shouldn't have put the, he should have just said the Eagles was going to re-sign Bond before free agency, and then he would have had it. We would have had. But when you put the numbers out there.
Oh, Corey, that's a good point. He was saying 10, 11 million a year. He didn't say 18 million. In fact,
that's where the caveat is. Because we're an accountability show, and this is a huge award. You know, you got people fighting all over. You got people not talking to people over it and all that. So, you know, I don't know, man. And then and Zach Berman gave the date. He said March 5th. That boy was a Zen master. So
Yeah, you know? Corey, that's a really good point, because the one thing that Elliott kept saying about Zach Bond was, I don't think the market will be as big as everybody's making it out to be. He's 28 years old. He's only getting
it
10, 11 million.
He close to like Fred Warner and Roquan Smith. He kept saying that.
Well, it's a good point, though.
Is it?
If Elliott is essentially saying it's a 2-year deal, mm-hmm. and the guaranteed money is $36 million, that is $18 million a year.
Yep.
But it's probably spread over three.
Well, even if it's 41 over three, that's $14 million a year. Still a lot more than 10.
All I'm saying is my boy Ike Reeves got to work hard to get consideration. He been
that's a good point. We just hand it to Elliott.
I'm
basically on trial when I try to get it.
Exactly. It's a good point. He is in consideration for 2026 with the Mekhi Becton scoop.
Yeah, hey, I got to give my boy Jackie Fritz some credit. He knew Chris Henry Jr. was going to Ohio State. Good job, Jackie.
I'm the one who told him that.
You confirmed it.
See what I'm saying? People be taking credit, just like Elliott, taking credit for other people's stuff, man. See, that's all you're doing. Hey, man, we got All-Pro Zach Bond back. I love Zach Bond. I'm glad we re-signed him. The only thing that make me a little bit nervous, a little bit, and I'm glad we re-signed him, is that the last time we had a player that had an All-Pro year, we signed him to a big deal, and they came back, and he was the worst player we ever seen play in the uniform. Yeah, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, Zach Bond would do that. But that's
are you talking about Bradbury?
Yeah, you know, Bradbury. Yeah. Similar.
Well, that's a Super Bowl champion. Just ask him.
You said what? I'm just saying he came off an All-Pro year. We signed him to a big deal, market deal, one of the highest corners paid in the league. And then that year he couldn't cover, you know, a bed. You know, he couldn't cover a bed with a bed spread, none of that. That's the only thing. But, you know, I'm glad Zach Bond got paid. I'm glad, you know, we bring him back to core. Listen, when it come to Mekhi Becton, I'm going to be real with y'all. I want to interview some people like like Spike. I need to interview some people. I don't know if I'm like 10 toes down with Mekhi. See, because, you know, we don't even remember what everybody said. I'm going to bring something up that I said last year. Y'all gave me heat for. I said going into the season – I said, Jason Kelce, an all-time player. He an all-time Mount Rushmore player. But I'm telling y'all, this dude is not going to be no drop-off from him leaving. I said that. Y'all laughed at me.
All right, what's the point here, though?
Yeah, you're
looking for yourself? A little pat on the back?
The point is that Jeff Stoutland is the system, right? You give this guy somebody with talent. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's like a draft pick, we got the kid Trevor Keegan from the Wolverines. You know what I'm saying? You give a guy with talent, give him the clay and all that, he can mold them. Mekhi Becton was a bum before he came here. We turned this dude into a Pro Bowl player.
Mekhi Becton was like, a top 10 draft pick.
He was a top. Oh, you know how many top 10 draft picks we got? We in the ever. Carson Wentz was
but
top
they,
two.
No, forget about that. But what my point is that usually when they go that high, they've measured out, they've tested out, they've graded out to go that high. It isn't because they can't play. Sometimes it's a bad place that they're in. That's what sometimes it is. So when you say Jeff Stoutland can mold players, he can't turn a guy who doesn't have necessarily that level of talent into an All-Pro player. He may make him a serviceable player or what have you, but your ceiling is your ceiling. And I'm saying Mekhi Becton's ceiling is higher than Tyler Steen's ceiling.
Well, I'm not saying Tyler Steen. I'm saying
whoever you said.
All I'm saying is Mekhi Becton was a top 10 pick as mm-hmm. a tackle, as a right tackle. He came to Philly Sirianni, and then they put him at guard because they saw that his attributes was better at guard. All I'm saying is, like, you look at the offensive line, other than Lane Johnson, all these dudes was late-round picks. You got a lot of seventh round, second round, Jurgens a second round. All I'm saying is that, and they all pro.
Well, when did a second-round pick become a late-round pick?
You said what?
When did a second-round draft pick become a late-round draft pick?
You skewing what I'm trying to say here.
Well, you said all these guys were late-round picks except for Lane.
What I'm saying is you don't got to go out and pay a top-of-the-market guy or whatever. I don't know what his thing is going to be, what his contract going to be. All I'm saying is We talk about resources. We talking about a guy like Saquon Barkley. You know, we questioning that deal. A guy like Zach Bond. These dudes actually played great at their level. I'm not saying Mekhi Becton didn't play great.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you talking about? Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, you put Mekhi Becton around a bunch of great guys with a great coach. That's what you got. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, hold on. Zach Bond just played around a bunch of great guys with a great coach.
Hold on, a bunch of great guys. Y'all just Spike telling me none of these dudes is good. He worried that they even going to be able to replicate. Now everybody good?
On defense, they just had the number one defense in the league.
I agree, but what I'm saying, we got everybody worried. Is this guy good? Is this guy coming back? Everybody was worried. Now I don't know the way we talking.
All I'm saying is, don't you want the best? Don't you want the best offensive line in football?
I do want the best offensive line in football.
That's all I'm saying.
But we had the best offensive line too with Cam Jurgens and Kelce too, right?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Well,
is,
I mean, no, they weren't the best offensive line. Remember, we were terrible against the blitz.
I thought that was the quarterback.
It was.
It always
good
is.
Call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. That's you. Listen.
Still wasn't that good.
Listen, Corey, I was just seeing if you can handle the pressure. You held up pretty good.
You did. You did. You did.
I'm just asking, you know, because I'm looking at resources. And you give Mekhi Becton a big deal. I mean, Landon Dickerson.
I don't even know what his deal is yet. What if they get him back here for a cheap price?
Well, and the other thing, Corey, is if it's so easy for them to take players and make them good here, then why are they paying Jordan Mailata? They're paying Lane Johnson.
Yeah,
they're paying Landon Dickerson, and they're going to pay Cam Jurgens.
Right? Those are homegrown guys. It's the same reason. It's the same reason why you bring Brandon Graham back and pay him last year, but if Slay don't want to take a cheap deal, they're not going to pay him. Because how he values the guys that he drafts, we know that. Come on now. Y'all know this. I don't got to educate. Y'all know this.
All right, Corey. All right, man.
Don't wait to 5:30 to call us.
Yeah, this Corey, or you're gonna get Ike's gonna fight with you. So Darius, now where was Darius? Was this on Darius Slay's podcast himself, or was that
this
on the stream?
This might have been still on the facility.
Oh, right, he was on the facility. Right, he was on the facility with LeSean McCoy and Chase Daniel and so on and so on.
James Jones.
Acho.
So Eagle, great.
So Slay apparently is leaving the door open to come back to Philadelphia. Here's what he said.
All things being equal, because I want to hear it here first. The money's equal. Everything is equal. Where does Darius Slay want to play next year?
The money equal and everything is equal. You know, it's Philly for sure. Mm. You know, it could be whatever. You know what I'm saying? As long as the money nice. If anything, if Philly doing what I want to do, we in Philly again. It's my first time actually seeing the free agent market, if I ever get to it, if I don't get to it. But I never been a free agent before, so I don't even know how it really gonna work, honestly.
I think his expectation of what he's worth is probably very, very different than what the Eagles think he's worth from a financial standpoint.
Sure.
So, yeah, if all things are equal, he'd rather stay here. I do wonder what somebody's going to pay him. Now, I do think it's possible someone could give him 1 year and $8 million or $9 million.
I
could see
any one of these contending teams doing it for 1 year.
I don't know that the Eagles would go that high on him at this age. It would be cool to have him back, but my guess is they have a succession plan that they will start working on, and they're not betting that he'll be back.
Right.
But I guess my point is, I think Darius Slay is thinking if the money's equal and the money is $12 million,
right,
I think Darius Slay might be in a world where the money's equal and the money's like half of that.
Yeah.
So, but he'll have to decide whether he wants to play or not.
Yep.
So here's what he said. So this is connected, we think, to the CJGJ tweet earlier. That was a good Elliot Shore Parks notice. So CJGJ said something to the effect on Twitter. I wish I saw it. Was the feeling is mutual. I thought the feeling was mutual. I guess not. And what was the rest of it?
Something about twin.
Yeah, right. And we thought it might have been about Saquon, but maybe not. Saquon getting paid and he didn't get paid.
Yeah.
But this is, we think maybe it's connected to this. This is what Slay said about who will be the leader on defense next year.
I do got a great leadership role in that secondary room, but I'm going to be surprised if Reed and them guys like Reed can, you know, advance these guys. Reed being around me and a lot of other veterans that have been here before, And I'm sure he could lead that group the right way. Because that's who I feel will be leading the group is if we're fighting in that building is Reed Blankenship, you know, because he's a great leader. You know what I'm saying? He is a great damn leader. If they bring another veteran in that's already been playing a lot, I could see them coming in being leader as well. But for sure, if I'm not in that room, Reed Blankenship, you know, will be a great, tremendous leader.
Hanging on great thick. One.
Wow. If they bring in another veteran into that room, into that secondary room,
yeah.
If there were only another veteran in that secondary
room. So yeah.
Slay and CJ. Now, what exactly, I'm trying to remember what exactly happened that Slay said something, right, on the Micah Parsons Twitch stream / podcast that upset CJ, and CJ tweeted about it, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
That's what happened. Okay, so there was a thing with them earlier. Man, he couldn't have said Reed Blankenship more times in one quote, as he said there. And again, no disrespect to Reed. He's been here a while. Yeah. But I think CJ looks at himself as a leader of the secondary.
Yeah, but maybe Slay doesn't.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. I guess CJ will certainly want that sort of responsibility as being a leader back there.
Yeah, I think he thinks of himself as that. Yeah.
Yeah, get that C on your chest. It'd be interesting to see what his teammates feel. You know, Reed is a guy that I could see. Well, Zach probably will have a C on his chest next year.
Zach's going to have a C.
Mm-hmm.
Saquon's going to have a
Saquon's
C.
Saquon's probably going to have a C.
Yep. How many? Is there a limit?
Six last year.
Okay. My Lotto was a captain this year.
Yep. He'll be one next year.
Yep.
Jalen.
Jalen will be a captain.
Defense, they may go Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
Defensively. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And last thing on Eagles defense, we've been talking a lot about Myles Garrett. And I think this show has specifically, because of we yelled at Myles Garrett
yeah,
at the Super Bowl.
We got the party started.
Here is Ian Rappaport on the Eagles' potential pursuit of Myles Garrett.
First of all, from the Browns situation with Myles Garrett, they do not intend to trade Myles Garrett. I think they've made that very clear when teams have called them. That is something that has been evident. They've said it privately and publicly. Could that change down the road? Could that change if he really is saying, I am not going to play for this team? Maybe. We have seen things happen, but as of right now, very, very firmly, the Browns are saying, we are not trading Myles Garrett. And as far as the Philadelphia Eagles go, yes, they've paid a lot of money to their own guys. All their best players are locked in on huge deals, from Saquon to Jalen to A.J. Brown to Devontae Smith. There are many of them. Even though they cleared some cap space yesterday, here's what I want to point out. If the Eagles were going to take on a huge contract for Myles Garrett, if he gets traded anywhere, he is going to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL, no doubt about it. In order to take on that contract, they would have to get rid of other very big contracts of their own. Even the Eagles can't just fit everybody they want. I would be very surprised if this happened. It is a great rumor. It's a great rumor, but I'd be very surprised if this happened.
Yeah, I think the Saquon paycheck is a big one they just added. The Zach Bond paycheck is bigger than we thought. And then when you see the size of the Max Crosby paycheck at $100 million over 3 years, I think that the Myles Garrett thing has to be over. How can they pay somebody's going to have to pay Myles Garrett $120 million over 3 years.
Yeah, and this was always the tough part about making this come to fruition was the price tag.
Right. Yeah, not the trade price tag and then the price
tag. That's
what
I'm saying. Not just the financial part of it, but the actual draft compensation that you would have to give up. And the Eagles, knowing that they got to take care of so many of their own players, as great as a player Myles Garrett is, there's still something to wanting to continue to or have sustained success with these younger players, that you have more of a window with them than you will with a Myles Garrett, while also saving cap space. You wouldn't be eating up all your cap space. Like, Myles Garrett would come in and he would be like getting paid like a quarterback.
Basically,
yeah.
He'd be having a second quarterback on the team. He'd be making $10 million more than Baker Mayfield would make if he's making $40 million.
And because you can't spread his deal out that long, right? You're going to have to do it in a 4-year span. Or if he sees Max Crosby's deal, that's 3 years. He's going to want 3 years, 120 guaranteed.
Yeah.
The text line.
40 a year.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. I don't like your smile. I'm not going to like this text line.
Text line.
I can tell by Jack's smile.
Text line.
Nope.
Text line.
Oops. The people at Spike's house.
You know what? That is not funny.
It's going to be a... It's going to be one of those.
I can't even talk about it, but it's,
I know.
It's not funny. It's funny
it's
to you. It's not funny. All right.
Stomping around the studio earlier.
Yeah.
What? It was a horrible moment.
Yeah.
It was a horrible moment.
You almost got Ike and Ike and Mike killed.
All right. What's next?
Oh, great. This again. Gonna blame Daddy this time, too? AJ in South Jersey.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, we did start off talking about the A.J. Brown trade stuff, but nobody wanted us to trade A.J. Brown here.
No. We never said trade him.
Yeah. Well, you did.
Nope.
You would trade him for Pat. In that thing, trading him for Patrick Surtain, were you a yes or a no?
Oh, last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What's next?
Spike at the beginning of the call. Hush. Spike in the middle of the call. Shut up. Spike at the end of the call. Great call. Thank you. Frank in Ardmore.
Yeah. That was sarcastic.
Always ended in a calm way.
Yeah. Who is that?
Scott, King of Prussia.
Yeah. Guy can go to hell. What's next?
That caller was an idiot. I thought the Trey Turner interview was great. The Pink Starburst.
Pink Starbursts are the worst.
They are the worst.
They are not.
4 of 4.
Easily.
Number 1, cherry. Number 2, lemon. Number 3, orange. Number 3, strawberry. Or number 4, strawberry. What's next?
To summarize Elliott's hit, he is sure that other reporters are wrong about Saquon's cap savings, but he has no idea what the actual numbers are and will get back to us. Mike in Haverford.
Yeah.
Elliott not happy with the committee, by the way.
No, not at all. No.
Yeah, a lot of
you
texts.
Too.
Yeah, he hates Insider of the Year.
He does hate it.
Yep.
Because he's trying to point out all the things the other insiders got wrong in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And once it brought up. Also, he continues to want credit for the scoop of the guy that's going to get Jeff Stoutland's coffee.
Oh, he gets credit for it.
He does,
but it's
minimal.
It's measured, right? I mean, it's all ranked. What's next?
BG on the Brendan Graham Show months ago. I know one is trying, and 11 could be better with how he responds to things. They were friends, but things have changed. Spike, that's great, but what are your thoughts on sour Skittles? Joe and Drescher.
Jack, that is out of control.
What?
Yeah, you can't come at me about the candy question. It was a fun question at the end of the interview. I didn't lead with the candy.
That was the text line.
The guy likes candy. You know what? I'm not. The guy likes candy.
I know. It's a good question. It's fine.
All right. Thanks to the Phils for having us. Brazier, thank you.
Thank you.
Leading us around. The morning show will be here,
maybe.
God willing.
Some point.
Hopefully. Thursday and Friday. And we thank you, Mike, Angelina, who engineered here. Thank you, Buzz, back at the studio. And thanks to everybody. And thank you for listening.
We'll be back in Philly tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be back with you tomorrow.
Even Scott and King of Prussia.
Even, nah, no thanks to him. We'll talk to you tomorrow.